Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And this week with Rachel Herbeck and Annie Randolph, because I have a guest with me. If you've been listening these past couple of days, I have Annie with me as we dive into the Word together. And I hope that we're just modeling how to read God's Word. And honestly, a lot of the things we talked a little bit beforehand, a lot of the things that the Holy Spirit is saying, we didn't even really talk about. And I say that to show that God's Word speaks, and it's not like this insanely heavy lift. It's not this big, like, intellectual study into the Word. It's that when we come together with community, with Christian community, and we open God's Word very simply, we just read it out loud, we ask the Holy Spirit to come, things start coming up that God wants to speak to us. And that's part of the confidence that we've been talking about, is having a confidence that God wants to show up for me, that God wants to speak to me, that God is here with me, and He's revealing Himself to me. And so I hope that this is inspiring you to go and do this with friends. And we were like, we don't know how many days we'll do this and be together, maybe one, to just model it. And then the Spirit is speaking. Yeah. And when you get going in Spirit-filled conversation, I guarantee you, friends, that the Spirit is going to speak, and you're going to end up with a more fruitful conversation than you maybe planned to, with more fruitful prayer later on. And so we're here. I want to just encourage you to listen to the episodes. I don't want to spend a huge time recapping like I normally do. I want you to listen to the past 2 days. We're in the middle of the week going through Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. And this has been a set of verses that I've been reading pretty regularly over the last month that the Lord has really just been impressing upon me. And again, it's taking us through the reality of what Christ has done for us and what that means for us and how we are to live. So go listen to the earlier episodes from this week, but we are going to dive in again and just see what the Holy Spirit has to say to us. So, well, hi, Annie. You're here. You're still here. Hi. How's it going?
Still here. I'm doing good.
Good. We're going to pray, and then Annie's going to read the passage for us again. And then, again, we're going to keep chugging on through and see what God wants to say to us. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for each and every person who's listening right now and who will listen. And I just ask that you would send your Spirit upon us and on each and every person who's listening, no matter where they are, whether they're sitting and about to take their prayer time in their room, whether they're getting work done and have their headphones in listening to this, whether they're driving to work, from work, taking a lunch break, wherever they are, that the Holy Spirit can come anywhere, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us wherever we are, and that you would send a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit right now to hear your Word, to have the Word sown deeply into our hearts, and to be able to act on this Word, that as we read, we'd be drawn deeper and deeper into intimacy with you, and that that intimacy would spring up and send us out into the world, that we may truly be changed and transformed by the power of this Word. We ask this all in your most holy name.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so we're going to start again at 19, if you have your Bibles, friends, 10:19, and we're going to do that little chunk of six verses here.
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
So good. I want to talk a little bit, you know, today as we're building on yesterday, having confidence in God. And friends, for so many of us, this is just like a thing that we have to come back to over and over and over again. It's like a muscle that we build, is building confidence in God, building confidence in God based on his blood. And I want to get into 22, this idea of drawing near with a true heart, with full assurance of faith. But first, I just want to, this is just jumping out to me, and I'm not totally sure in my heart why I love it so much, but just in 20, where he says, a new and living way. And just the simplicity of, we gloss over this so much, of the reality of what we're given every single day in our lives, the gift of salvation, and the gift of access to God, the reality that we cannot take for granted, that the Spirit actually wants to stir up in us like a real experience of gratitude and connection to us, that like there was no way.
Yeah.
There was not a way to God. There was not a way to relationship with him. There was not a way to confidence. There was not a way to boldness. There was not a way to the sanctuary. There was shame and there was rejection and there was death. And now there's this new and living way through a person named Jesus. And I just like, it's just the reality of the gospel is just jumping out to me. And I love that phrasing, just like a new and living way, that it's not just a path, but it's a way that is alive. You know, it's like why Christians were called the way. Christianity was called the way, you know? So I don't know. I'm just thinking about that as we were starting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's so good. And just like the way is a person, that's so much more personal and intimate and exciting.
Yeah. And it goes back to the confidence thing yesterday of like, I'm not giving myself over to this untrodden, dangerous, like, path where it's like I'm thinking of like this creepy, like this. Have you ever seen The Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah.
If anyone has seen Emperor's New Classic film, really amazing, comedic film. And there's like this Cusco, the emperor gets turned into a llama. You're like, where is this going? He gets turned into a llama, and then he goes like, he's going on this like massive journey through the kingdom to try to find like the potion that's going to turn him back into the emperor. And there's this one scene where he has to make it through like this really creepy forest. And it's like, this, you know what I'm talking about? It's like this dark path before him, and it's like the eye, like the yellow eyes, and like things that are going to jump out. And I think that's like the what we think about like this path with God sometimes, of like it's this way that's just dark and I can't see it. And there's all these creepy things like, you know, like going to come out at me. And I just have to give myself over to this path. And like, yes, there's so much unknown, but we're giving ourselves over to a new and living way, which is a person, you know, and like walking on that way is entrusting myself to a person who's proven that he's faithful, who's proven that by shedding his blood, you know?
Yeah, to a king who gets so low, like to a lover who's willing to give everything. Like, doesn't have to be scary.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, these things like are that are going to jump out at you and like destroy you, you know? Like, there's a place of like, okay, I don't know what's to come, but I know him, you know, and he is the way, you know, he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But yeah, what do you think? Let's go back to that 22, because I think that also connects with what we're talking about. Draw near, and draw near to what? Draw near to Jesus, draw near to the sanctuary with a true heart in full assurance of faith. What kind of comes to mind for you, Annie, when you hear that?
Yeah, I think a little bit going back to like what we were saying of just the confidence of what he's proven himself in past history, but I'm also thinking about how oftentimes this boldness and full assurance of faith comes from radical encounters with his mercy and his power, of how so many saints and figures in the scripture oftentimes are boldly proclaiming the gospel or boldly responding to God after they encounter him and know, like, I know that I know that I know that he is who he says he is. And I know that I know that he is faithful because of what he's done for me. And I think some of my times of the most radical assurances of faith have been in times of forgiveness, when I've come to the Lord in a lot of brokenness and a lot of pain and a lot of mess, and oftentimes like gone to confession and come out and just been like, I know that I know that he is who he says he is, because there's no other way that I can be set free. There's no other way that I can live with hope and confidence unless who he said is who he is. And oftentimes those are the times that when I learn to receive his mercy are when I'm able to then go and encounter. I think like I'm an RA at my school, and there's so many times when I'm sitting with people. I work in a freshman dorm, and so I'm sitting with freshmen who have made mistakes and are ashamed and embarrassed and whatever, and they have no confidence that the people in their life are going to forgive them, that God is going to forgive them, whatever. And I'm able to sit there with full assurance that the Lord is who he says he is, and that he's going to extend mercy because he's done that in my own life. And so I think oftentimes it comes from a radical encounter that transforms your heart, and then you're like, I have to live differently, which makes sense, because right after that he says, full assurance of faith with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, that our response to having this encounter and having full assurance of faith is that we desire to have clean hands and a pure heart.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah, that's so good. And I love that it's like what you're describing is like an experiential knowledge, you know, because I think when we talk about faith, I remember it for a long time in our Bible study, we were going, it was like almost every week we came back to like the core of this question as people were wrestling with it of like, what is faith? You know, like what is it? Is it having all the facts? Is it, you know, is it like a fact-finding mission where you go out right. and you're like, okay, well, now I have that, you know, like, yeah. Is it an investigation that now I have all the answers, all these different things? And I love what you said, because it's like this experiential knowledge that it comes to you as you experience who God is. And like we'll see in Hebrews in the next chapter that it says faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of what is unseen, but kind of a less like high up theological way of putting that, which is something that you said, Annie, which I love, is that I know that I know. Mm-hmm. I know that I know. And I think like there might be some people listening or sometimes in our lives are like, how can I be sure? You know, and the only way we can put it is like, because I know that I know. Like, can you talk a little bit of, just about that experience of knowing, yeah. you know? And like, it's through that. It's through, yeah, the mercy that God brings us in radically encountering him. But even like people are like, is that a feeling? Like, how do you know that yeah. you know? Yeah. Like, what is that? You know, yeah. like, so talk about that a yeah. little bit. Yeah.
I'd say oftentimes it's not a feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think back to a few times where I've had radical encounters at camp or, you know, maybe a specific time at a retreat where it's like, wow, all the feelings are overwhelming and I know. But I think it's just been like, it comes back to that thing of I've experienced his mercy. Sometimes I come out of confession and I don't feel it, but I'm like, I trust the church
yeah.
and I trust Jesus. If what he says in scripture isn't true, then my life means nothing.
Yeah.
It literally means nothing. Mm-hmm. And I pray that like my life makes zero sense yeah. without the presence and right. faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
And so I think it often comes from just like, I know when I wake up mm-hmm. that when I open my eyes, I'm going to see like either the sun is rising or the sun has already risen, depending sure. on what time I get up, you know? And it's like, I have confidence when I go to bed at night that the sun is going to rise.
Yeah.
And like, you could say like, yeah, like I, because I've read science books that I trust that say mm-hmm. that. And I've heard of thousands of years of history where that mm-hmm. happens, but there's something that's just like knows. And I think that's something that, going back to what we were saying in other episodes, is practiced. Mm-hmm. That we don't always feel that way, that we don't always necessarily like want to believe that, or there's not always emotions. But I think the more that we spend time in the presence of God, and the more time we practice sitting in scripture and waiting on him, mm-hmm. the more this confidence and assurance grows. But it's not mm-hmm. like, oh, I just like feel it. It's just like you begin to know as you practice the way,
yeah.
which is Jesus.
Totally. That's so, I love that analogy about like the sun rising, because it's like most of us, I would venture to say many of us have never sat down and read a science book about why the sun rises.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely going to get an email from somebody now who did do that. But like, we see it come up and you're like,
yes.
I just, and we don't even think about it.
Like, I don't go to bed afraid.
Yeah.
Like, oh shoot, but I really hope it rises tomorrow.
Yes,
like,
exactly. Exactly. And that's a form of faith. And as we're wrapping up here, friends, I want you to think about this idea of having a true heart and full assurance of faith. And I want you to reflect a little bit on like, what do you think faith is? Like, how do you think about faith? Are you thinking about it as a feeling? Are you thinking about it as this confidence that we're talking about it? How would you, and maybe tell that to the Lord, like write in your journal or whatever, being like, this is what I think faith is. This is how I've experienced it to be. Because tomorrow, as we come back, I want to dive into that a little bit more of what we're talking about today, that assurance of faith and that question of what is faith? And it's a gift and it's a choice and it's all of these things wrapped together, because I think in the modern era, we're seeing a particular kind of wrestling around the question of faith. Can I really be sure? And faith is in some sense putting all our eggs in one basket,
yeah.
you know? And
yeah.
we want to talk about that tomorrow. So I want you to think and pray about what is faith and what is God saying to me about it? We'll see you tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.